ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 65। आत्मा आत्मजायासुतादीनां अन्येषां सर्वदेहिनां यत् स्वार्थकामयोरैक्यं द्रव्याद्वैतं तदुच्यते। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the ultimate goal and interest of one's self, one's wife, one's children, one's relatives, and all other embodied living beings is one, this is called Draiva Advaita, or oneness of interest. The actual interest of all living entities, indeed the goal of life, is to return home back to Godhead. This is the interest of one's own self, one's wife, one's children, one's disciples, one's friends, relatives, countrymen, and all humanity. The Krishna Consciousness Movement can give directions for management by which everyone can partake in Krishna conscious activities and reach the ultimate goal, which is known as Swartha Gatim. This objective of everyone's interest is Vishnu, but because people do not know this, Nathe Vidu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu, they are making various plans by which to fulfill so many concorded interests in life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to bring everyone to the highest interest. The process may be differently named, but if the aim is one, people should follow it to achieve the ultimate goal in life. Unfortunately, people are thinking of different interests, and blind leaders are misleading them. Everyone is trying to reach the goal of complete happiness materially. Because people do not know what complete happiness is, they are materially diverted toward different interests. So in this chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, instructions for civilized human beings, Narada Muni is continuing his instructions to Maharaj Yudhishthir. After Maharaj Yudhishthir very humbly inquired that as a householder, grahastha, is there any hope, that is there any chance for those who are living with their family, can they also make progress? So last several chapters, and plus there is continuation here, the detailed instructions that yes, it is possible. And especially here in these few verses and plus the subsequent verse, it is said, it doesn't matter where you are, which ashram you belong to, what birth you have, what qualification you have, you definitely can make progress. What you need is proper guidance. That guidance coming through proper source, spiritual master in parampara. You accept instructions and definitely you also make progress. In other words, grahastha ashram is also meant to take shelter. The Lord has three energies. One is His internal energy, spiritual. Then there is material energy, external. And there is one more energy, that is marginal energy. That is what we are, that Atma, which has separated. And in this state, we have a choice what shelter we should take. Whether we take shelter of the spiritual energy or we take shelter of the material energy. Because we are Anus, we can be influenced by any of those two energies. But the difference is, if you take shelter of spiritual energy, then the experience of that is something which is there in the spiritual world. That is, everyone, every activity is focused on pleasing Krishna. All the things in the spiritual world are conscious, they have taken different forms for the pleasure of Krishna, including the stone and the house and the grass and the trees and the birds and other, all different forms. But what is the objective? Krishna is in center. And that is a result of taking shelter of spiritual energy. And if you don't take shelter of spiritual energy, take shelter of the material energy. Material energy takes us away from that truth, that forgetfulness. It disconnects us from Lord and what belongs to the Lord. What we see in the nature, everything belongs to Lord. Because if forget it belongs to Lord, then the tendency to exploit the material nature comes. But the nature of material energy, it makes us feel in the beginning that it's fine, it's good. I'm also experiencing something. But that is how it works. By giving that type of a temptation, it pulls you down and then the end result is suffering. So this is the difference. Just like any animal has to be caught, it has to be given some trap is there. So you feed something. And when that animal is feeding on it, the last thing it thinks that it's a trap. It's just enjoying, and it is going deep and deep and deep. And then when it is pulled that time, it realizes, oh, what did I do? So all the pleasures in this world which makes us feel that well. But the end result is frustration. And here Prabhupada is saying, what is actual interest of all living entities? Everyone has some interest. Most of the time when we preach, people, I am not interested. It's an interest. You're not interested. But this is a supreme interest which common people, if they are in ignorance, they don't know it. Of course, everyone has his own interest. Someone may be an MBA, so his interest is, someone may be a doctor, someone may be a lawyer, someone may be an engineer. So he's interested in that subject. He has nothing to do with MBA or doctors or lawyers. He says, why do I do? Or maybe an housewife, she will say that. Why? What I have to do with MBA knowledge or this and that? When it comes to this knowledge, no one can say like that. This is actually your interest. This is a supreme interest. If you don't take interest in this, you are going to suffer. So that tendency about, I'm an MBA, so what I have to do with law and all, I don't want, I'm not interested. So when it comes to this, swartha gatim, this is the real interest. And what it takes you up to real happiness. Kevala ananda kanda. Everything is joyful. We just experienced that a few minutes back. Real joy. So it is said, the way this material energy and all the interest is what people say, that this is mine, this interest or that interest, and this, I'm interested in this. Even if you are very successful pursuing this, it's a fact that internally there is khokla, shallowness, kuch nahi hai, no? Something, no substance, frustrated, but how can I say this to anyone? I am a successful person. In one of his lectures, Maharaj is giving one very nice example. I'm sure you all have heard this before. Just to emphasize this point, that even material energy, you take shelter, what happens? Even if you are very successful. So he was walking in a very lonely place, in a paddy field in between, and he didn't have any penny. He didn't know how to reach. This was in Thailand. He had to reach Bangkok. And then he sees that a Mercedes car comes. And in that, the one who is sitting behind, a very young, handsome, looks definitely very successful, and he invites him, come with me. And this is how he travels with him. And that time he tells about himself, this person who is in the Mercedes car. His car is so big that even if to talk to the driver, he has to lift up a phone, because there is maybe, you know, it is segregated. Driver can't hear what he's talking. So such a big limousine, Mercedes. And he's speaking. Maharaj doesn't know who is this person. Of course, a Western successful, maybe come for. He is a TV star. Very successful. Number one is show for several years. He said, I'm earning $20,000 per day. And as far as enjoyment, whoever he is starring with, all his co-stars, they become his girlfriends. He has everything. Mansion, power, reputation, respect. But when he met sadhu, saintly person who has nothing, he could not hide. To others he will not be able to say, his friends and all. He said, I am miserable. I am very lonely, I don't know. He says, people rush towards me to take my autographs. But I know that actually they don't love me. They are getting some sense gratification in standing next to a person whom they, you know, want to and take an autograph. It is just purely a sense gratification from. They don't love me. And he said, this is truth for every one of his colleagues. These are all facade. They just smile. But there is nothing. They are miserable. So this is just a glimpse of what exactly happens, which externally may look very, very appealing and attractive, and it may make us feel that this is my interest. And I would like to be, this is what everyone gets carried away, as Prabhupada is saying here, the blind leaders of this country, they are the one who are responsible, the leaders. Because the leaders are blind, because they don't know that there is some spiritual, something material. If you don't guide the people, because they themselves are going in the wrong direction. So it is said that blind leading the blind. The one who is blind, he is leading, and people are following him blindly. They all fall into a ditch. So this is poor or misdirected civilization, which results in this type of suffering. This is a fact. So, but this same TV star, he confessed. Then he saw that there was one farmer there on the field. He had nothing. And he said, actually, honestly, he said that, I would like to trade my, you know, place with him. Because he is not acting what he is not. He's a farmer. And we here are trying to do something which we are not completely. It's a whole illusory show, you know. This media and, you know, the whatever, Hollywood. And because they are trying, there is so much of, you know, immoral and politics and duplicity and, you know, cannot make anyone peaceful. But I am not peaceful at all. I am very lonely. So he confessed, is there any hope for me? At least he confessed. Huh? He said, is there any hope for me? Samad said, yes. Because you have realized it, that this is what, how futile it is, your all these things. You sure you have chance? Isn't it that itself is a great thing if anyone realizes that, you know, what is happening in my life, you know, why? And he confesses, and especially if he confesses to a sadhu, a pure soul representing parampara. So this way they spend a lot of time, and he brought Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure his mind was stirred. I'm sure many thoughts may arise in his heart. Well, later, because of attachments to so many things, it's not easy that anyone can give up and get transformed. But somewhere there was some change. So, but Krishna conscious activities, as here it is said, Krishna conscious moment can give directions for management by which everyone can partake in Krishna conscious activities and reach the ultimate goal, which is known as Swartha Gati. Of course, we all have interest. Everyone has some interest. So whatever interest you have that can be properly dovetailed, that's what is Krishna consciousness movement. And by dovetailing in Krishna conscious activities, you are making progress in that direction. If you like to dance, you dance. It's not an ordinary dance. To dance, you want to sing, you sing bhajans. You like to eat, take prasad. You like romance, there is such romance, you don't have to go anywhere. In Ramayana, Sita is separated from Ram and she is waiting and she is deciding that I should commit suicide. Then Hanuman comes and Hanuman convinces, no, you are not, you are a spy. So the no. And Ram is weeping that where is Sita? Now this is also romance, but what about what type of purification it brings out in person's heart? So even if you are interested in reading something about romance, what to speak about violence? So much violence. Rivers of blood flowing. Mahabharata. Ram and Ravan fighting. And if you like something on horror, people like horror movies are so popular. Can anyone create that type of a special effect what happened in Mahabharata? And this is not something fiction. This is history. It happened right on this planet. True. Bhima's son, Bhima and Hidimbi's son, Ghatotkach, he was the way he was fighting. The way he was fighting, he was just trying to destroy the Kurus. And Karna had to use that weapon, the arrow which he had kept for actually for Arjuna. Because he didn't know if he is not stopping Ghatotkach, this guy is going to finish off and he has to use this. And Ghatotkach is about to leave his body. He's dying. He's been hurt. Just think, we're talking about fiction, horror. And Ghatotkach has this power from his mother Idimba to expand. So just before he leaves his body, he just expands. And his body expands and expands and expands and then falls down and he crushes millions of soldiers. So many activities. You want to travel? Well, you can travel to adventurous hiking, Ugrastambha. So all activities are there. Poems, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's bhajans. And what to speak about, want to perform dramas, you perform dramas, scope for dramas, come and act. You don't have to act in front of mirror. Come, you practice. So all these things, Krishna conscious movement is giving directions for management by which everyone can partake. This is what Narada Muni also is saying. Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, I am a grahastha. Then no problem. Everyone. And he is giving his own story. Narada Muni later, he is talking about his own story. You know about me? You know what I was? He talks about his maid servant's son. No, I didn't know anyone. Who was my father? Nothing. And I came in contact with some Bhakti Vedantis. And see. And he became Narada Muni. Just because of some inquiring humility. But the same thing, that is what is material energy and but in our own moment, one is we have theory. So we have heard about theory. But if this theory is there to give us some direction, but if it is practiced, what a person experiences, the same activity which has been told. So there is one real life story which has happened in our society, very inspiring to know. That there were a group of devotees those days, they were so enthusiastic, they would fearless, they would go anywhere. So this group of devotees, they emphasize this point that even in the most worst situation of life, how Krishna conscious activities can transcend all those things. So these people, they went to a place where it was a very sectarian place. They hated people, they hated devotees, they harassed them, they called the police, and the police arrested all of them. All these devotees were arrested and they were put in a prison house. And this is, don't think that prison means in USA all the prisons are, we sometimes hear that they are very air-conditioned prison. No, there are also worse prisons. So this was one of them like that. It was so filthy, so dirty. There were rats and cockroaches and no sanitation, stools and no light, no windows, no air. And whatever people were there, all the gangsters and criminals. And these devotees were there among them. So what will you do in that situation? What to do? So all of them, they decided, we'll perform festival. And where do you get things for festival? You don't have anything. You are a prisoner. Nothing. So they started chanting. And they started chanting so loudly, Mahamantra. And so ecstatic. So happy they were. The guards, the other criminals, they were shocked. What is happening to these people? So the guards felt that these people are here to suffer. It's a punishment for them. But they are happier. So he said, you can't shout. You can't scream. We'll beat you. So they started whispering. So they started chanting in a whispering way to each other. Chanting but whispering. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But the mood is... And later... This is real life. Something happened. You may think it is. But then they decided, we'll have a real proper festival. So that means you have to prepare hundreds of bhogas. So they started preparing bhogas in mind. Very serious. Completely fixed. Someone is sitting down and he's rolling chapatis and he's cutting tomatoes. He's asking for, give me that pass. Give me this vegetable. And the guards are watching. What's crazy this? What is happening to these people? And there is a pujari. The pujari saying, is the boga ready? Yes. There is an offering. And they offer. Aarti is performed. Everything in the mind. Everything means with action. Physical action. But there is nothing to be seen. So these people are completely bewildered. And after that, the boga becomes prasad. And the prasad has to be distributed. And they started distributing prasad. And it came to the guard. So guard said, take this prasad. And he's saying, where is prasad? Take it. Now, we may laugh, but I was hearing this lecture. It is said. He said that, well, physically it may not be there. But if it is done with proper devotion and faith, this transcends all the things. It is material. It's not that physically not there. It is as good as it is there. It is real. And who accepted it actually got prasad. So then these people were taken to the court. Because they had to. So the court, the judge, they saw that. I mean, what to do? You can't send them back because they're so happy there. So this way they were. So in the most worst situation, a surrounding where it is so filthy, even the gangsters, they engage them. Well, you come. So he said, what to do? Just roll this chapati. No, you roll flatter, more flatter. So much absorbed they were, and those people, they could not see anything, but they saw that they were so happy doing it, so absorbed, they also got pulled into it and they started doing it. Now this is a proof that just theory is one thing and practicing one thing, and you practice, you're experiencing. They were experiencing. It is said that Krishna never puts one step out of Vrindavan. But he also says that wherever my devotees, they come and sincerely chant, I am there. So if he is there, that place is Vrindavan. And if that place is Vrindavan, means same like Vrindavan activities. It's all Vrindavan activities. Unmotivated type of a devotional service. And that is real taking shelter of spiritual energy. This is what Krishna conscious activities. By Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada wanted this available to everyone, So he set up all the temples all over the world so that people can want association. Well, people want association. Well, you have association of dedicated people, selfless people. Where will you find? You want association, but you don't trust people. So all this thing is covered by just temples all around the world. So not only theory, but also directly experience. And this is what is actually the real interest of everyone. But as Prahlad Maharaj says, because of the influence of material energy, I am not interested. No time. So it needs faith. With faith, of course, we are somehow or other fortunate to be on this side of the faith. There is a curtain otherwise for people who don't have faith. They say, no, I don't want to come. What is there? But here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, the Acharyas are saying, the real interest is how to, as it is said, the process may be differently named, but if the aim is one, people should follow it to achieve the ultimate goal in life. Unfortunately, people are thinking of different interests and blind leaders are misleading them. Everyone is trying to reach the goal of complete happiness materially because people do not know what complete happiness is. They are materially diverted toward different interests. Bhogaishwarya prasaktana taya aprita chetasam vyasayatmika buddhi samadhona vidhiyati. So many interests, material interests, very difficult to have a controlled mind. So the mind is not controlled. Where is the question about determination to follow? Where is that fierce determination? Determination is something, whether I like or I don't like, I will do it. Today also happens to be Sanatan Goswami's disappearance day. Of course, so much if it has to be speak, but just I'll try to speak few things to just understand that. Today also is Guru Purnima. I was talking to Brajhari Prabhu. What is the connection between Sanatan Goswami and Guru Purnima? Guru Purnima is popular all over India today. People are worshipping their Guru, whoever they are grateful for what they have received, knowledge in different levels you express. So in our Guru Parampara, Sanatan Goswami is one of our most prominent Acharya. Sambandha Gyan, he is the one who represents our relationship with Lord. He is, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, he was used to show what is humility. What is humility? And what relationship he had with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has written several books about devotees' behavior, principles of religion. One of them, of course, it was Gopal Bhatt Goswami's, but he has compiled it, so it is called Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's a very popular book devotees read. But about him, we all know that how rich, wealthy, young, handsome, intelligent he was, and he gave up everything. He gave up everything to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was living as a monk, a renunciant. So much obstacles and difficulties and inconveniences he went through, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And while on the way, he had developed boils on his body. He had drank some water, he developed some skin disease all over his body. So he would be there with Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daily from the temple. He would come and meet Haridas Thakur, and that time he would see Sanatan Goswami. A lot of affection, he'll go and embrace Sanatan Goswami. And what will happen when he embraces Sanatan Goswami? All the blood and pus on his body will get stained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. So Sanatan Goswami actually didn't like to be embraced because he was thinking he's not qualified. How can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embrace me? What is my qualification? And over and above, he's seeing that the pus and blood is getting stained on. He says, this is enough. I don't think it's proper. So he decides that I will commit suicide. So the next Rath Yatra festival, I would drop myself in front of the car and give up his body. This was his feeling. Why should I cause so much problem to my Guru Maharaj? So the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has so much love for him. He says, Sanatana Goswami, you have surrendered your life to Krishna. So now, nothing belongs to you. So everything is my property. So how can you misuse anyone else's property? So he gets, because he was thinking about committing suicide, so he understands that committing suicide is sinful. And not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used him as an instrument to explore all the holy places and all other literatures. This was Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami, known for his humility. There is one more very nice thing which happened in Jagannath Puri. Once he came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and there was blisters on his feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana, what is this? Why there is blister? He was very hesitant to speak. So then he still wanted to ask that, what happened? So where did you come from? So he said, I came from the long route. See, there are two routes to come to reach this place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. So he took a long route. He took a route on the beach, sand, and it was hot summer. So bare feet you had to walk on the sand. So naturally he got blisters and reached. So he said, why did you take that route? This is the shortest route. You have to just come like this in front of Simhadwar. So he said that, how can I, you know? The pujaris in the temple, they keep going inside and out and, you know, suppose by chance, you know, if they, even, you know, I touch them, you know, they touch me, everything will get contaminated. And this is Sanatana Goswami, who was the Nawab Hussain's, he had everything. He had whatever material, he was on the top of his, and this is the quality which he was showing. So this is how, of course, Guru Purnima, Guru, and so many, it's a fashion to keep a Guru. And, you know, maybe today is the day, maybe there may be a grand thing to say that he's my Guru and today is Guru Purnima. And as Gaur Gopal Prabhu, Sunday's presentation, how he said that how a disciple also is very chaste. It is not that the wife and the husband, there is relationship very chaste, no doubt. Yes, husband and wife relationship, if it is, the wife can understand what husband wants. It's not that the husband has to ask. And this was to happen with Kardama Muni and Devahuti. Kardama Muni was so busy performing his, Devahuti would keep exactly what he wanted, the type of fruit, the leaf, the ingredients, what is it? Never he had to ask. So this was one in interest. The interest was one. Of course, we heard about, of course, Yashoda and how she performed at festival. She was one in desire with Nanda Maharaj. So this is real oneness, what is called as Dravya Advaita. We heard about Kriya Advaita, then there was Bhava Advaita, oneness. So this is Dravya Advaita, where all the family members' interest is one. And that place becomes the real spiritual world, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whenever he used to enter the house, he used to see his children, everyone engaged in worshipping the Lord. And he used to enter the house, he used to feel that he has entered really spiritual world. Everything was centered, Krishna in the center. So this is real interest. So as Guru Purnima, Sanatana Goswami was so popular in Vrindavan and many places as a spiritual guru for the whole village. He had relationship with all people, scholars and also illiterate farmers and all. He'll talk to them, he'll ask them about what was the crop like, you know, what did you make, how much did you sell, what about your daughter, married, is she delivered, all these things. So you're so popular. So Sanatana Goswami is considered as the main guru in Vrindavan. So Guru Purnima today is the day they celebrate. So it is popular all over India also as Guru Purnima. Today is the day many people, they may not do Govardhan Parikrama on maybe Kartik month also. But today is the day there will be thousands and thousands of people performing this Parikrama. Just glorifying Sanatana Goswami, his contribution, and it is going on for ages. This happened 500 years back. Till today they are. So today that is what it signifies, and Sanatana Goswami is in our parampara. He is showing us that exactly what is a disciple and a guru relationship. As Gaur Gopal Prabhu was saying that first class, second class and third class disciple. A third class disciple has to be told again and again, do it. And there is one first class devotee, he anticipates in advance. Like Prabhupada, just once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him that you are an educated man in English, why don't you go and do? And all the rest of the thing he just anticipating what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would like, and this is a first class disciple. But Prabhupada has said that everyone should be at the level of at least second class, where you are told to do something, there is no question of no. Can't say no. So this is a process, as Prabhupada says here, which will take us to the highest level of experience, that is joy. And here Narada Muni is telling this to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that yes, everyone, anyone, provided he takes shelter of someone in this disciplic succession and follows instructions, and he also goes. Hare Krishna. So we'll take questions. I think we're already 9:15. So, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.